Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Got to rely on my teammates, man. You know, it's going to take everybody. I mean, that dude's a great football player. But we'll have a good game plan on trying to do whatever we can to get protection to him. But you got to account for that whole defensive line. We embrace who we are, and we believe we play the game the right way. We believe that we play with a lot of heart and a lot of passion for the game. And then we win football games. And if winning football games makes you a villain, we're going to keep going out there and doing it.
I enjoy teaching, so I don't get caught up too much on all the stats and all the records and all that stuff. But I enjoy being around the guys. I enjoy football, the game. You can't put in the hours that we do and not enjoy it. I love the game. Yes, I'll be back.
All right, Andy Reid, aged, if you will, in regards to a sports shelf life. And yesterday, met with the media. This was not the regular media night festivities that happened on Monday. This was more of a, all right, the traditional media is there. They're grilling you. They're asking you about the game and all the fun stuff goes along with it. And Andy Reid was like, yeah, I'll coach, because the owner of the team had said something.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wins, and we were talking about this yesterday, if he wins another Super Bowl, I mean, he's already going to the Hall of Fame. That's done. They lose tomorrow or Sunday by 45 points. He's still going to the Super Bowl, but he's now going up to different echelons of where he belongs in regards to the greatest coaches of all time. And you would think if he wins again at 66 and he's gone through some personal trauma, as we all do, and has been pretty severe, unfortunately, and I'm certainly not one to judge, that maybe, you know, might be time to, you know, kick back, smell the roses. I've already accomplished this. I've left legacies for others to judge. Record books will explain exactly what I've accomplished in this field. But now, at least next year, and maybe beyond. And you could certainly understand why. Because as long as number 15 is going to be out there throwing footballs for him,
yep,
he's going to have a chance to win every single year. So why not ride that wave until you possibly can? But sooner or later, you would think, you know what? This organization's in good hands. They have a franchise quarterback. Management team is impeccable. Of course, I've had a lot to do with it, but it's time to move on and, you know, enjoy the rest of my my days here in a relaxed state. So, but he's coming back, and if they win Sunday, and we'll do our picks on Friday, and they are favored 1.5, that line's been holding steady for over a week now.
Yeah.
But if they win, that's 3 in a row. Do you go for 4 in a row, 5 in a row? I mean, do you get into these unbreakable sort of things? Now, no team's ever won 3 straight Super Bowls. And as Jason Cole said a couple of days ago here on the show, he's covered the NFL for years and covers all sports. He thinks if they do it, and this is up for debate, I guess, if they do it, this would be the most impressive three-peat in the history of professional sports. The Canadians and the Islanders and hockey.
Yep.
The Bulls doing it twice with Michael Jordan. Yankees did it multiple times, including in the late 90s into the 2000s. The A's did it in the mid-70s. You know what I mean? That sort of thing has happened. The Lakers with Phil Jackson, Kobe, and Shaq Attack. They've done it. But with free agency and the influx of teams and the expanding of the schedule and literally flying out of the country at times to play, Jason thinks, and the salary cap, let's not forget, that this would be the most impressive three-peat in the history of all professional sports. Agree or disagree? Vinny Serrata.
I think, Bob, it's going to be extremely difficult. I think this is going to be their toughest. This may be the toughest, other than when they played Tampa in the Super Bowl. This is going to be one of their toughest games.
But I'm saying if they win.
Oh.
If they get three in a row.
I think it'll be.
Is this the most impressive three-peat in professional sports history?
I'll say yes. I mean, just because the thing with football is, which makes it hard, injuries. Injuries make it difficult. Yeah. So your key dudes are showing up, you know, at the critical time. So I'll say yes, it is.
And to your point there with injuries, and in particular, quarterback.
Yes.
You lose your quarterback week two. Unless you're loaded with talent, you have a stud running back and a premier defense, you're probably in peril. Like baseball, you lose your starting shortstop, even if he's a brilliant shortstop. You have other players around him and great pitching and all of this good stuff you can maintain. Basketball, same thing. But in football, an injury to a quarterback, and I guess this is another topic altogether, might be the most devastating in team sports, losing your starting quarterback. Now, we've seen teams like Giants with Hostetler replacing Sims just a couple years ago, Nick Foles with the Eagles, but the starting quarterback had built up all that equity that put him in the playoffs in the first place, and then the replacement guy came in and kind of rode away. But God forbid, you know, Lamar gets hurt week two. Ravens are done.
No, I was just going to say that, Bob. Every time he's been hurt, they've been done. Bottom line.
And even he built up equity in 22 where they made the playoffs, but yeah, they had the real chance to win.
No, not with Tyler Huntley.
And they should have won that game, but that's another story again. Right. But in football, maybe it speaks to the subject of the most important player in team sports as a starting quarterback. A good one.
Oh, yeah.
Franchise quarterback in the NFL.
Well, that's why they're making $55, $60 million a year. Because they're worth, yeah, they're that. I mean, Bob, where are the Chiefs? I mean, Chiefs, they're not even in this conversation if it wasn't for Mahomes.
Right, and we've talked about it, Nolan, you can get in here a couple days ago. They had playoff runs. Hell, Steve Bono took him to the playoffs back in the 90s. Alex Smith had him in the playoffs when he was there. They've been in the postseason. Trent Green, they've been in the playoffs. But Mahomes has taken him to a completely different level. We're now there, this team that had won a Super Bowl in literally 50 years, to a team that's about to win their fourth in the last six. Incredible. And him and Andy Reid are kind of the main reasons with him, Mahomes, being the number. If you got to pick 1-1A, number one's Mahomes.
Oh, no doubt.
1A is Reid.
Yeah. And, Bob, you go back to, you know, Andy Reid, you talk about his retirement stuff. Bob, the dude's making $20 million a year.
I can understand that, but I mean, what's he need, $1 billion before he's comfortable in life?
No, I know, but, you know, like if you're 66 or whatever, you know, I guess he's got five kids. You know, and they probably got grandkids and stuff by now. I get he just loves it, you know, the way it seems. He just loves it and loves what he's doing. And he may be, who's to say, Bobby? I mean,
hey, he can do what he wants. You know right. what I mean?
Who's to say that he doesn't do it? Hey, I'm go as long as Mahomes goes.
Right. You know? And look, and it's he love like you just say. I think he loves coaching.
Yes.
I mean, loving the money and doing it just for the money is one thing, but loving what you do, completely different. Now, the money's a side effect of loving your job and being good at it, but he's sticking around, I don't think, because of 20 mil. He's sticking around because he loves what he's doing. He's good at it. He's become kind of a even the casual sports fan would see Andy Reid in a TV. I know who that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And once you transcend beyond sports fans, I always called it the mom test. Like, my mother knew who Michael Jordan was. And, you know, these sorts of level of players. I mean, Luka Doncic, nah, who's that? You know what I mean? My Michael right. Jordan, Mahomes is that guy. And by association, Andy Reid's kind of become that guy.
I like that, Bob. The mom test.
Yeah.
Okay.
If your mom knows who you are,
yeah,
then you're bigger than the sport that you play. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Because I was just thinking about my mom kind of... you know, she was into, like, love Tiger Woods, you know.
Bigger than the sport.
And she was the one that took us to all the baseball. So she knew baseball.
Sure.
You know. So it was, yeah, it was, that's, I never thought of that, but that's, I kind of like that.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. But anyway, the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. You can hear it on this station. Kansas City still laying strong at 1.5. Patrick Mahomes was also, before we get to the next topic here, which is the Orioles, apologizing or being villainized for winning too much. I mean, I guess with success comes contempt, and that's where the Chiefs are, as we discussed 1,000 times.
Yeah. You know what? If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'd be like, seriously?
Yeah, and I'm kind of what you're saying. Too. What do you want me to do, apologize for being good? Well, I'll let you win one, give you an attaboy, your right. participation trophy. I mean, this guy is becoming a Mount Rushmore quarterback.
Oh, yes. I mean... Yeah, I mean, we probably haven't talked about a guy that was so great in the fourth quarter and comebacks and stuff, probably since what, Montana? I mean, because Brady, I don't recall Brady being...
He had his share.
Yeah.
I mean, how many late second field goals did they kick because he was marching them up the field?
Yeah, but I mean, like Mahomes, it's just, I mean, like 13 seconds. You know, I mean, just the crazy ones
That's
that
insane.
He's... Yeah.
That was an incredible thing. But it's Super Bowl. As we're creeping closer to it, your interest level is what? Are you rooting against Kansas City because they win too much? Air quotes. I mean, that's your thing. I'm not one to judge. I want the Ravens to get to a Super Bowl here sooner rather than later. The Orioles signed Ramon Laureano yesterday. 1-year deal, $4 million with an option for 2026. The contract alone says that he's pretty much a strong bet to make the team. Right-handed outfielder. Cannon arm, cannon missile, one of the best arms outfield. Dave Parker level cannon. Now, when he was Oakland, he did lead the league in errors in center field before, but he's got some pop. Offensively, you know, struggles. He was terrible in Cleveland. Then he went to Atlanta when they were decimated by injuries. His OPS was over 8 at .296, 10 homers, and helped them get to the playoffs where he was over 8 as the Braves, like the Orioles, went 2-done and rather quietly so. But Ramon Laureano, and me and Nolan will talk about it, we'll talk about it with you. They're bringing in a lot of dudes in the outfield, which leads you to believe, and we'll talk to Matt Weirich later in the show from the Baltimore Sun. Is there a trade percolating before we get the opening day?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A week from tomorrow, Mike Elias will be giving us an update on the Orioles' injuries because he was kind of slow playing that during the Birdland caravan. Ramon Laureano added to said equation, and he's a guy, as we said earlier, got a cannon arm, made his share of miscues in the outfield. He's made some highlight reel stuff, but he was DFA'd by Atlanta because they didn't want to give him. Because if they offered him arbitration, according to all them the statty things, he was going to get like $6 million.
Whoa!
If you won arbitration, so they said, we'll pass. And they're getting Acuna back and Harris and all those guys. But yeah, one really good half a season, and he was terrible in the first half for Cleveland. All right, let's get out to the phones. Go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey guys, I love the mom test. And she's a huge Orioles fan. She's on the Orioles big this year. But also, you mentioned Kevin Bacon yesterday and one of the best, like, quote-unquote sports movies ever. And if you haven't watched it, Diner is an absolute must-watch, brilliant movie.
A billion times. Mickey Rourke and Kevin Bacon and Daniel Stern, Barry Levitt, Made in Baltimore, The Goot. Gutenberg, Gutenberg, if you missed it, well, you should watch it because it was like a highly regarded film. But he made his wife pass a Colts trivia test before he married her.
The movie is gold, and you'll recognize all sorts of stuff.
A lot of famous people in there, too. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, top-notch cast. But yesterday, I thought Matt from Maine, great call, spot on. And something I haven't heard yet about this whole Tucker mess is, and I hope everybody can kind of reflect on it a bit. Tucker, we can see his face, right? We know what he looks like, blah, blah, blah. But we don't recognize, all of those, 9 people. We don't know who, you don't see their faces. But let me tell you something. If that's your wife or daughter or whatever, you know what I mean? I mean, people,
no doubt.
My life.
No doubt about that.
Right. And I know you guys are the same way. I mean, I'm no fighter, but twice in my life, somebody's upset my wife and, you know, I'm at their house or I'm at their place of business and I'm like, you know, this has got to be straightened out. You know what I mean? But so I just hope everybody can see that. I mean, these women, you know, the young ladies are just going to work and this guy is like creep. If the things are true, he's a total creep. And something else I know we all agree on, any dingbat that's going around town with their uniform on.
Right.
I mean, that's freaking bananas. But let me get away from that stupid topic. with the birds, then this is something I think, you know, I've got my opinions and God knows they're a little bent. But Hyder batted, Heston Kjerstad in the 2-4-5-6 hole, 15 of his 26 starts. And that's a heck of a lineup. So you know Heston is he's really a top-notch hitter. And you're talking trade, you know, with this new addition. But Bob, and we all agree Heston cannot field, but do you feel like he's kind of untradeable?
I wouldn't know if he's untradeable. I don't know if he's untouchable or any of those sorts of words, but is he the fourth outfielder right now?
Right.
And then Laureano would be your fifth. Dylan Carlson's got three options, see in Norfolk. You know what I mean? That's the assumption right there, unless he just goes bananas down in spring training. What, Nolan, you told me Luis Castillo's off the market now in Seattle. Was that you told me that?
That was the latest rumor, yeah.
Okay, so he was floating around. Do you want to float Kjerstad for a one-year rental of Dylan Cease? There's got to be something more up the Daz Cameron's on the 40-man roster. They brought him back. The Orioles did. Got to be something more up the sleeve of Elias, I think, than stockpiling all these outfielders. Because Mateo's maybe questionable to start the year, but keep in mind he could be kind of a swing dude. I'm wondering what the big picture scenarios are with all of these guys, because he's adding a lot to this roster here.
Yeah, I was shocked they added an outfielder.
I
think the fans in Baltimore in general, and maybe it's just the bounce back from Angelos. Look, you gotta give these guys, you know, time and credit. I mean, I think everybody that's, you know, somewhat knowledgeable, they know that Heston is he's a 950 OPS when healthy hitter. Holiday, who's betting against that guy hitting well, right?
I'm not.
Colton Cowser. I mean, he rubs some guys the wrong way because he's, you know, saying hi to babies and all on fly balls. But the kid, if you look at his stats, it takes him 6 months maybe to adjust to a different level. And then he rakes. I mean, they are loaded with talent. And I completely agree. We do not have a number one. But, geez, I just think they're absolutely loaded. And like you were saying, it looks like they're lining up pretty well to be able to deal. I mean, they've got to deal some of these outfielders, right?
But wouldn't you want to see, and PT, thanks for the call. I mean, PT, the eternal Oriole optimist, and I'm right with him. I think they're going to be an offensive juggernaut. But Kjerstad, give him 200 at-bats, see what he can do. I mean, some team, though, he's still the magic bean. Sooner or later, that expiration date's going to hit. So do you hope that he blossoms into the beanstalk with you, or do you try to flip him and hope that you get someone that helps you in the immediate? I don't know. We'll follow along. But the outfielders keep being added to the equation. Nola, we have time for another call. Let's go to Baltimore, and let's get Leroy in here. Leroy. Oh, by the way, put your crying towels down. Chris Middleton coming to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma. Break up the Wizards. There you go. Here's your latest NBA trade. Sorry about that, Leroy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so I got a question for you. There's an ex-NBA coach who's now the front office of the NBA team who stands to make about $200 million if Kansas City wins the Super Bowl.
It's Pat Riley.
Yes.
Oh, with three P's.
He trademarked the word three-peat back in 1988, I think it was. And he's got the rights to the name three-peat. He gets 10% of anybody who uses the word three-peat. And they said if Kansas City wins, they expect about $2 billion of the merchandise to be sold with the name three-peat on it.
No doubt. Hey, Leroy, thanks for the call. And I'm going to go ahead and assume that Pat Riley is going to be rooting for the Chiefs.
Oh, boy.
Maybe he'll trade Jimmy Butler in a three-peat T-shirt, get himself moving on. But yes, trade deadline, by the way, NBA is tomorrow. So Kyle Kuzma gone. Chris Middleton leaves Milwaukee, off injured, but still an effective player. The Wizards are bad. Kuzma, they signed that extension a couple years ago. He goes to play for the Milwaukee Ball Club. When we come back, going to talk about those Turtles with Kevin Willard, head coach, tomorrow at Ohio State. Last time these two teams played, Maryland put 50 on them in the first half. Hey, they've blown out Kentucky. They won at Purdue. So Ohio State coming off a tough loss at Illinois. I'm going to assume the next game, which is tomorrow at 7, be a little tougher. You also have the trade deadline in the NBA.
No.
Chris Middleton's coming to the Wizards, for those paying attention. Kyle Kuzma gone to Milwaukee. All right, is what it is. I'm not smart enough to figure out salaries and the NBA, because there's all sorts of levels of the cap there, and max this, yeah, and max that, and floor ceilings, et cetera, et cetera. But Kuzma, nice addition to the Bucks. He'll be rejuvenated. He's from the Midwest, from Chicago. So he'll get his thing on. Chris Middleton playing out string. Chris Middleton played for the Terge, I believe, at Texas A&M way back when. But it is what it is. But also Honors Day in the National Football League. And Lamar Jackson could possibly be winning his third MVP and second consecutive. But we'll get into all of that. But joining us now to talk about what's happening tomorrow night in Columbus and on this here radio station, Vinny and Haiti, Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He is the head coach of the 18th ranked University of Maryland Terps, Kevin Willard. Coach, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. And Kevin, you know, a couple of weeks ago we talked about the net rankings and all of the powerhouse stuff that goes along in there, the Ken Palms and whatnot. But, you know, as a youngster growing up, I'd always open the paper on Tuesday, seeing if my Turtles were ranked. Now you're ranked number 18. Do the rankings still have the same juice cachet as they did back in the day, or is it still more about the resume being built in regards to power infrastructure and pardon the term, nerd stats?
No, I think it does matter for two big reasons. I think, you know, in today's era of college basketball, with all the newness every year of your roster, it's kind of a reward for the guys. The guys get rewarded for all the hard work that they've put in. So for a new team to come in, and you make them work and you make them sacrifice, I think it's really good for your team morale to understand, like, hey, how hard you've worked is great. And I think it's also really good for what you just said. You know, last night you're watching college basketball and they're going through the rankings and, you know, Maryland's out there. So I think it's good for the future of the program.
All right, Kevin, let's go back, if we could, to the Wisconsin win and, you know, dramatic win at that, an exciting game, as we have seen. But Deshaun Harris-Smith came out of high school, highly regarded recruit. He's kind of adapted to a new role, hit that big three that helped turn that momentum around. Talk about Deshaun Harris-Smith, the role, and how he's become acclimated to it and his importance to this team coming off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that Deshaun has done is he's really grown into a tremendous leader. And I think, you know, obviously going from starting and playing all the minutes he played last year, going to the bench, I think it was obviously a big adjustment for him. But I think as he's gotten adjusted to it, he's really helped us tremendously with his leadership. Not only when he's on the floor, but when he's on the bench, he's almost like having another coach out there. And, you know, he's gonna have an unbelievable career. I think so much pressure was put on him last year and so much was talked about his shooting. I think coming off the bench has relaxed him a little bit. It's let his personality come out a little bit. And I think he's playing really good basketball.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Terps tomorrow at Columbus, taking on Ohio State. Speaking of energy, guys, and we talked a couple weeks ago, Coach, about Jordan Geronimo, and but Kupari, the athleticism is off the charts. He banged that three against Wisconsin. Where's the ceiling for him, still relatively young in his college basketball career here?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've been trying to do with Tafar and Jordan is balance out, making sure that we always have three shooters on the court, just because of having Derek and Jew out there. And I think what Tafar has really been great at is understanding who he's playing with. I think that's, you know, he knows when he's out there with Jew that he gets to kind of float on the perimeter a little bit and be a shooter. But if he's out there with Derek, he understands, like, hey, you know, Derek's going to be a little bit more on the perimeter. I got to get inside and work the baseline. So I think his understanding of the game and understanding what big he's out with has really helped him. And, you know, he's got athleticism. You know, we want him to shoot more because he can really shoot the basketball. But I think his ceiling is going to be really fun to watch.
Kevin Willard, Maryland, Ohio State tomorrow. Now, the last time you played him, or Thursday night, last time you played him, you dropped 50 on him in the first half. But they won at Purdue. They blew out Kentucky. They've had some other interesting games in between. Looks like they could shoot that three a little bit for sure. And they have a couple of guys led by Bruce Thornton that can really like make life miserable for you if they're on their A game.
Yeah, I mean, they've really kind of turned the corner. They've won three out of four, lost a tough one to Illinois the other night, but have been playing really good. I mean, you win at Purdue, you win at Penn State, home versus Iowa. You're playing good basketball. And I think it's obviously Bruce Thornton is one of the best guards in this league, but he's got a young freshman, John Mobley, who's really matured, and I think he's the difference in the fact that he's playing at such a high level and shooting at such a high level that it's going to be a really tough contest for us.
Hey, Kevin, when you have 8 days off in between games and stuff, how do you handle it with the players? Then how do you handle it with your coaches? Do you guys self-scout type stuff, or what do you guys do? Guys out recruiting?
Yeah, we did. You know, we took 3 days off, not in a row. We kind of did a day after Wisconsin. We did 2 days did a lot of individual work, and then took another day off Sunday. Tried to get these guys refresh mentally, and then we kind of just went through our playbook a little bit. We did hit the road. We were on the road for 4 days, so kind of a combination of both. The biggest thing was trying to make sure that we get these guys some rest, because January was a brutal schedule, so kind of get them some rest and get them refocused and get ready for February.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, tomorrow night. You can hear it on the Fan in Columbus, taking on Ohio State. Coach, last thing for you. What the hell's gotten into UCLA? A crony gets thrown out of the Xfinity Center. All of a sudden, it's playing like it's Bill Walton, Jamal Wilkes running around out there. They beat Michigan State last night. Boy, the ebbs and flows of the Big Ten, pretty interesting, I would say, first week of February.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I actually just talked to Mick this morning, is they've been home since, I think, they played at Rutgers. They've been on the West Coast since January 14th. So they've played four home games. One of their away games was USC. So he's been able to really practice and kind of get in a good rhythm, because they haven't really traveled, and it's really helped his team.
Coach Kevin Willard, University of Maryland. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck at Columbus, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
There's Kevin Willard, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, reset for you. If you're on the phones, hang tight. The accomplishment of a three-peat in Super Bowl era. Is it the greatest team accomplishment in sports history? Professional teams at that. And Ramon Laureano is coming to Baltimore. Well, he's going to Sarasota. Where does he fit in, and who's going out, if anybody? He was on the hot seat. A lot of people yelling and screaming, wanted him gone. Because remember last year, they melted down end of the season. Injuries had a lot to do with that. But yet here they are for the second time in 3 years. Two times in 3 years they made the Super Bowl. And only 1.5-point underdogs. And the last time they played 2 years ago against Kansas City, went down to the last second field goal as Bucker beat them and the Chiefs by 3. But I'm telling you, Philly fans are fickle. The NFL media is fickle. And Nick Sirianni, because what? Last year, 11-1, they were the best team in football. Mm-hmm. Then flatline, got dismissed easily by Tampa in the playoffs. And after a mediocre start, more noise started to get up there. And yet here they are again and navigating through a bunch of, I'm not getting the ball enough, you know, some in-house drama, even though they were on, what, like a 10-game winning streak.
Well, and Bob, go back to their Super Bowl year. They lost both coordinators, brought in two new coordinators, and then those two new coordinators are gone, and two new coordinators again this year, and one's going to get the head coaching job at New Orleans, and the other one's got the number one ranked defense.
So, needless to say, this guy should be considered as someone that knows what the hell he's doing when it comes to preparing his football team. He's got a ton of talent.
Yes, he does.
No doubt about it. But he's not a guy that's they're playing below their talent level. He's maximizing. And, you know, again, four quarters maybe away from hoisting the Lombardi.
And Bob, I mean, what can you say? You know, over the last 3 years, he's probably won more games than anybody. So, yeah, I mean, you got to give the dude some credit. Like you said, he does it. He got to go pat Howie on the back, too, because they some talent.
No doubt about it. But Sirianni going up against Andy Reid, who couldn't get over the hump in Philadelphia, but he's done it, as we've talked about multiple times there with the Kansas City Chiefs. So, talked about it Monday, interest level, yesterday. Now I'm starting to feel it just a little bit because we're creeping closer to kickoff. And, you know, you could see the intrigue in the game and the historical ramifications that come along with it. And then once they really start to crack the pads, then it's like, all right, it's on. It's football.
Sunday there'll be some buzz, you know, because you're watching the pregame shows and doing all that. So you're kind of getting into it. And like you said, Bob, can the Chiefs do it? That's the intrigue. Can they win three in a row? And then what magic is Mahomes going to have to perform on Sunday night?
And then also, I guess I can only speak for myself. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play. That was Fame, Irene Cara. Rest in peace. Send your request, Plotsport text line. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you. Because Sunday, outside of some college hoops, men's and women's, and your NBA preference, really wasn't a lot going on. I mean, Sunday was kind of a drag. Not even, hey, let's go have a couple beers and watch sports on Sunday because,
Sunday.
I'd rather just lay on the couch and stare at TV. And what time's the new Matlock coming on?
Yeah. That was like one of the most boring Sundays.
Maybe that's why I lost a little juice. And the Ravens haven't played now 3 weeks, and that's always a sting at the end of a season. But now it's like, all right, we're here. We're midweek. We're starting to get pumped up a little bit, and we'll start breaking. Vinny's got film breakdown of the Eagles coming up top of the hour, so we're getting there.
Yeah, and I think it's going to – just watching film on both, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting game. I think it's going to be – I think it's going to be a lot of intrigue in the game because there's superstars on both sides.
Sure.
Which makes it fun.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get out to the phones. Ramon Laureano signed yesterday. The Orioles, I don't think it's officially official, but it looks like it is. 1 year, $4 million with an option for 26. That leads you to believe he's going to be on the team if he's healthy. A tale of two halves last year, sucked in Cleveland, really good in Atlanta. What version are the Orioles going to get? And could this be a precursor to some sort of move by Mike Elias before the season starts in Toronto? Go to Ed Narbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Benny, good morning to you, gentlemen.
Morning. Hey, Ed.
Latest Oriole outfield acquisition. Let me first say, Oriole team defense before yesterday will still be plus-plus this year. Trying to decipher, as we all are, why bolster positionally when seemingly already in place? Three reasons possible to do so. Snatching up a quality player economically feasible for 1 year duration for plug-and-play readiness. I'm good with that.
Okay.
Second reason, regarding analytical platooning matchup advantage with all positional players, big team and AAA Norfolk as well. Organizational theory, facing a lefty, load up righty hitters, vice versa, facing a righty, match up lefty bats. Go with that as well. It worked years ago with Lowenstein and Renicky when Earl Weaver did it. Last reasoning thought, yesterday's pickup, as you just mentioned, Bob, is certainly a precursor to what they know and what we know. The ever-present top of the pitching rotation, number one ace void, has yet to be ascertained. They're bracing before next Wednesday because the feelers are out there asking package deal young hitter and arm or more to consummate a fair trade. That's fine, but anything less than an ace in return is unacceptable. That's it, gentlemen, and I thank you for your courtesy.
There's Ed Narbutus talking about this acquisition yesterday, a Ramon Laureano. We'll talk about this with Matt Wyrick, into Ed's point about the splits. Career against lefties, Laureano hits 274 with an OPS over 800. Against righties, he hits 236 with a 727. Again, missile for an arm. Cannon, throw you out from the warning track at second base kind of arm. He might let it bounce in front of him, roll past him a little bit every now and again. But he's got defensive potential, but it adds a depth piece. And again, I'm just assuming, could be 100% wrong. Some of you can trade because there's no room at the end for the outfielders. Dylan and he's out of options too. So you can't send him to the minors. Carlson's got three. And they got him for $900K with an extra incentive for maybe $350 or whatever it was, I believe, gets him over a mil. Even if he's raking in spring training, he's headed to Norfolk, you would think, a depth piece. But Heston Kjerstad, I want to see some of this. I want to see this immense power and what he's capable of doing, given fair at-bats. Left-handed stick, though. And you already have two left-handed guys projected in your lineup with Moo Man and Cedric Mullins and O'Neill. And O'Neill, the issue with him has been throughout his career, hits a lot, hits the IL oftentimes. When he plays, he hits the ball. Yeah. But yeah, you can't out the club on the IL.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you this. Because, like with Kjerstad and some of these other guys, you know, the longer they hang around and you kind of don't know where they're going, do they lose some of their trade value? Like when they're in the minors and they're like ranked number two, they're hot.
Well, I said that in the opening monologue of the show. The magic bean. Does he sprout to a beanstalk or when does it expire? I mean, do you wait and hope that he can come to fruition with you? Or if there's still some value there, do you flip him for a starting pitcher thinking another team sees more in him than you do? Because you're in the win now business, the Orioles.
No doubt.
And is Heston Kjerstad a guy that can help you win now? Or is he a guy that becomes someone that can help you win now? Only Mike Elias knows the answer to that question.
Yeah, because the biggest thing from listening, the biggest thing that you need to help you win now is a pitcher.
Yeah.
An elite pitcher.
They have five or six middle-of-the-rotation guys.
Right.
Do they need that ace? Look, they won 91 games with Corbin Burns. And 2 years ago, they won over 100 without him. Now, what can you do? Eplin, free agent, by the way. And we keep going back to these expired contracts. And you got Mountie and Cedric Mullins are going to be free agents after the year. So you have a lot of expiring contracts on the docket. But Eplin, Kramer, Charlie Morton, et al., is that good enough to win a lot for you? I think the bullpen's going to be standout, and the defense is going to be superior.
Well, wasn't the purpose of Corbin Burns was to get a guy that can face anybody's ace in the playoffs?
Sure.
That was, you know, and do, like, Bob, who's going to be your number? If they're in the playoffs first round, who's your number one dude?
I mean, can you match zeros with Garrett Cole with what you have? Hey, Charlie Morton's playoff history says absolutely you can. But at 41 years old,
right,
can he still get it done? We'll talk more about that with Matt Weirich coming up around 12:30 from the Baltimore Sun. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, circle back to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 59, which you can hear on The Fan this Sunday. Eagles on film. We broke the video, did. The Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. Now we talk about the NFC champion, the Philadelphia Eagles. And boy, they're loaded on both sides of that football.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.